The financial crisis of 2008 precipitated intervention by governments and central banks, the likes the world had never seen. World economies and stock markets recovered, but the definition of recovery meant different things to different people. Income inequality surged as the chasm between Main Street and Wall Street widened. The recovery lasted until 2016. Dow Jones plunges 4,000 points. Shanghai Composite drops 10,000. Illinois state employees riot after deep wage cuts, National Guard dispatched. Big three automakers lay off thousands. Mutual funds struggling with redemptions. State pension funds in peril. Militia groups growing in membership. The markets and the economy staged a mild recovery, though insufficient to calm everyone's fears. An already polarized nation, the red and blue states found new entrants to the political arena as two third parties were born out of the distrust. The new parties gained political seats in state and national races in the 2018 elections. Exacerbating the political and economic chaos were a series of domestic and international terror attacks, both cyber and kinetic. New York City power grid disabled by hackers. Bomb detonated on world's largest cruise ship. Major U.S. bank suffers data breach. Popular social networks disabled by cyber terrorists.
Chapter 22, The Debate.
The Washington University Fieldhouse in St. Louis hosted the third and final presidential debate on October 14th. The 2020 debates were unique given the appearance of two third-party candidates. Mujica desperately tried to regain control. The cameras rolled.
I suggest, Mr. King, that you...
What about our gold, Mr. President? What are you doing with it? Are you going to take it away and make it illegal again? Tell the American people about how the dollar is going to be kicked aside for some new international money. Were you planning on suspending the Constitution if you don't get your way?
Everyone was smiling until Jefferson ran into the iceberg name John King.
What the?
Emmett yelled and spit up his drink.
Oh, my.
The president and Holloway sat in the two end chairs, and the remaining guests were on the sofas. On one couch were Chancellor and Rossi, and on the other were Dean and Wise. Thank you all so much for agreeing to be here today so soon after the holiday. I mentioned that I thought this was a historic meeting, and that is no hyperbole. I trust everyone's cell is off. It was now Jefferson's turn to make this meeting historic. I would like for each of you to consider my proposal.
So that means you get to change the rules of the game, Mr. President?
Wise yelled.
Do you know Edmund Burke?
Habak said, his warm, placid look returned.
Nope, Chandler said, shaking his head.
He was a statesman and philosopher from the 18th century who said, "No one could make a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could only do a little." Keep doing a little, Chandler. Keep doing a little. It's time for me to go.
Habak extended his right hand and placed his left over Chandler's right, while shaking it gently.
I'm proud of you.
He turned and walked away. Unlike other chimes, Chandler didn't try to catch up to him. He just watched his image fade away in the battery. The sun shone a little brighter on Lady Liberty, and hopefully on the future of the United States, his career as a journalist, and his life with Ariane. He walked back to his apartment, contemplating all of the little things he needed to do.